The Tigran commander hurried into view, arms full of grey garments. He tossed one to each of the bridge officers, then swiftly tugged one on himself, a long cloak with a hood which he pulled up.
"Just the thing for indoors," Greg said dryly.
"It's storm weather gear," Ash said. "All that matters is that our buzz-cut scalps are not on show."
"They're repeating their demand, sir," said the tactical officer. "They don't sound very patient anymore."
Ash nodded.
"Mr. Cameron, you know what to do."
"Aye. You type it. I say it."
"Correct. Right. Open a direct channel."
The vidframe reappeared on the viewport, and the white-garbed humanoid was there, eyes widening slightly, its facial spot clusters pulsing red to orange. According to Ash, he was of a species called the Vicanta.
"Pre-signifier, Remosker," Greg began, reading from the monitor before him. "I am Captain Cameron, commander of the Falcon flagship of the Darien Navy. I have not been made aware of any exclusion zone. I would appreciate it if you would clarify this and explain your presence in our system."
Remosker's face was expressionless, but the facial spots rippled with contrasting colours: blue, amber, green, silver.
"Captain Cameron, our resources say that your planet possesses no vessels this advanced, and, as we have declared, your craft is of a make deployed by hegemony mercenaries."
"We purchased this ship in good faith from a passing trader less than 2 months ago,"
Greg recited, wishing that Ash had more of a flair for wordcraft.
"We were offered a price that we were happy to accept. Now, would you please explain your presence?"
"Captain, your claims do not correspond with our resource information."
Resolute dark blue showed in the humanoid spot clusters.
"As stated, we are here to enforce an interdict lawfully placed by the Imbecile Mergents. You have violated the exclusion zone. Therefore, you will be boarded."
On the monitor, Ash was typing. "If you attempt to board this vessel, you will have to fight for every corridor, and your losses will be heavy." Greg stared appalled. "Right, so in other words, get your big boots on and come in swinging. Do these Tigrans know the meaning of the word diplomacy?" He leaned back in the chair with a relaxed smile.
"I'm sorry, pre-signifier, but I can't let you do that."
He could feel Ash's sharp stare, even as Remosker tilted his head slightly to one side.
"Captain, do you realize how outgunned you are? My vessel possesses multiple batteries, both missile and beam. All you have is..."
"Is what? Pre-signifier, please spare me no details. This is of great interest to me."
"2 mid-range beam projectors and a single launcher battery."
Greg could sense Ash's anger from the misspelt orders appearing on the couch monitor, but he just couldn't resist carrying on the bluff.
"I see. Fascinating. And no anomalous energy readings? You're not picking up any odd particles? Anything like that?"
Blank-faced, the imbecile commander glanced to either side of the frame as if consulting readouts of some kind.
"We are detecting nothing out of the ordinary. Are you implying..."
"No need for implications, pre-signifier," Greg said.